Hello, everybody, and welcome to We Are Marvel, where we explore all the corners of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we are also the official podcast for the We Are Marvel Facebook page. You can go on there right now, facebook.com, and search for that, and it's a ton of fun, so go do that. Thank you. We are your hosts. My name is Justin.
My name is Jeremy.
And welcome to the show.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate it.
I'm excited to be back. It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been a week since you last heard us. That's assuming you listen when it comes out and when this one came out.
A week or less depending on how caught up you are on all your other shows. less. It's not more.
Okay. It could be more. They listened to last week's. They waited 2 weeks. Now they're listening to this one. It could be any of those options, really.
Yeah, I suppose.
So we're both wrong.
It could be honestly, seconds, because they could have finished the last one and then gone right into this one, because they're behind.
Or, you know what? It could be negative time. They could have listened to this episode first and went back and listened to the last one.
That's also true.
This is why you don't mess with time.
Every comic book is someone's first comic book. That's what Stan used to always say.
Yeah. And you know, if he was on this podcast, he would say the same for podcasts.
Yeah. And we'd get more listens. I'm sure of it.
Oh, absolutely. If we had Stanley on here, no doubt. That'd be great.
I don't think it'll happen, though.
I think it'd be tough to do these days.
I have some impressions, but not that one. So this week, we are going to be digging into What If... ... the first animated series by Marvel Studios. Very exciting. Combining, essentially, two of my favorite things. MCU and animation.
Oh my.
Oh my, indeed.
What more could you need?
More episodes would be good.
You'll have to wait.
I know. What it is.
But that's happening though, so that's good.
That is good. And one of the episodes that was supposed to be in this season that you can obviously tell from the finale was missing is going to be in the next season. So that'll be good too, and we'll get to that later. So overall, what did you think?
Overall, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I didn't expect any of it to... This is full spoilers, right? We've said this?
Yeah. Full spoilers. If you haven't watched it, go get your Disney Plus on and watch it. Even if you have to just have it free for a month, there's plenty to keep you busy for a month, just in Marvel. Yeah, so go do it.
Yeah. Now. Okay, so with full spoilers out of the way, I did not expect any of these episodes to kind of have anything to do with the next one. And that was kind of... That kind of seemed like, the story going... on for the first, what was it, maybe 4 to 5? And then after that, you kind of were like, okay, hold on. Well, it seems like it's crossing over with something else. And definitely with 8, it ends at a cliffhanger. So I thought that was very cool that they ended up kind of bringing everything back. Like everything kind of got back together in the end. Almost the way The Watcher kind of does. He kind of brings everyone from these different places. So very cool. I really enjoyed it. Even with the second watching, I watched it again to kind of catch back up. I liked everyone even more for different reasons.
Sure.
You know, like each one had its own great thing about it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the season overall. So I'm excited for next year, I guess it would be probably.
Yeah, me too. I liked it quite a bit. I was expecting more connectivity. Because in the trailer, they had them all together in some shot. I was like, oh, okay, so how is each one going to tie together? What little kernel's going to be left that's going to make us go, oh, what, that's going to connect to this? And there wasn't that, so I was like, okay. I was fine with it, but it was like, okay, it's something to get used to. And each one is going to be a different universe with a different story. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense than the thing I thought it was going to be. And then it did connect, and I was like, oh, I was right all along. I was just too stupid to see how they were going to actually do it compared to what I thought they would do.
Right. So you thought it was just going to be a continuation after each episode would kind of lead into a different story.
Right. Or something. Okay. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Yeah. But it was not what it was, but it also was at the same time. But I liked it for the most part. There were some episodes...
That you can admit that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I was thinking something. I didn't know what it specifically.
But something. They're going to connect, but they're not connected, but they connect, obviously.
And it's obvious that they connect. I just don't know how.
Yeah. But, there were some episodes that hit better than others. we'll get to it, but I think overall it was a solid effort. I liked the animation style. It was very Scanner Darkly, which was kind of nice. If anybody on this planet has ever watched that movie but me.
I think...
Once.
No, I don't think anyone else has.
I've mentioned it. I feel like I've mentioned it like 2-3 times over the past year on these shows, and I feel like it's crickets.
Yeah,
I don't even know why.
I've mentioned it before.
Because I haven't watched it in years. It's not even a very good movie, but it's a cool-looking movie.
It's a very cool-looking movie, yes. And I don't know if it's quite that style. The Scanner Darkly seemed more drawn, I guess, yeah. If that makes more sense, rather than this is more a professional animation. I don't know. I know what I'm saying. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but you sound like you are understanding. Yeah. You're on the same dumb wavelength level as me, so
yeah,
it works perfect.
Yeah, we're both pretty slow. For those that haven't watched it, what are you doing? But this explores pivotal moments from the Marvel Cinematic Universe and turns them on their heads, obviously, leading the audience into uncharted territory. Directed by Brian Andrews, and starring, I'm going to try and do all of this in one breath, okay? You ready?
And go.
Jeffrey Wright, Chadwick Boseman, Samuel Jackson, Jeremy Renner, Benedict Cumberbatch, Lake Bell, who replaces Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, Michael Douglas, Paul Bettany, Paul Rudd, Evangeline Lilly, Danai Gurira, Haley Atwell, Kurt Russell, Michael B. Jordan, Michael Rooker, Chris Hemsworth, Josh Keaton, who is Captain America instead of Chris Evans, Rick Wingert? It's Wing, but E-R-T at the end. I think he's Tony Stark, but I don't remember. Russ Marquard, who played Red Skull. He was also Red Skull in Infinity War and Endgame, and then he's Ultron, unfortunately. He does a great job, but I was really hoping for Spader to come back.
Well,
I know. Alexandra Daniels, Mark Ruffalo, Karen Gillian, Tom Hiddleston, Leslie Bibb, Sebastian Stan, Seth Green, Benicio Del Toro, Jamie Alexander, and many, many, many more.
That many?
Yeah. Okay. Many, many more.
I think you said many.
They brought back characters that I didn't even think to bring back, like Bradley Whitford, where it was like, oh yeah, he is technically a bring back because he was in the one shot from the Peggy Carter one shot, which we talked about when we talked about the one shots.
That's right, we did. Yeah. Go back and listen to that episode.
Do it.
It was so much fun.
It was like every episode we do, laugh, right?
Ha ha ha! Fun,
laughter,
enjoyment. Oh, I am having enjoyment now. Thank
Me
you
as well. Goody. So I was looking. I feel like. Oh, I'm looking at the episodes, and I was gonna do the try and be clever. Because I'm on Ep Guides, and I was going to click on the episode because it has a summary. And I thought it'd have the title on the page when I click on it, but it doesn't. So I have to go back.
Do you want me to find the titles? And you can.
No, I got them. I just have to go back and forth each time, which is going to suck.
How terrible is that?
I know. Stupid. episode 1, which premiered August 11th of this year, 2021, in case you're watching in the distant future. What if Captain Carter were the first Avenger? Wait for that to load. After an ambush in the lab, Peggy Carter steps in and takes the Super Soldier Serum and uses her newfound power and strength to charge right into battle.
Yes. So
there. I like this episode, but not as much as everyone probably thinks I like this episode.
Oh, okay. I think we've mentioned this episode before, so I knew you didn't like it as much. So that's why I'm not that blown away right now, so I think.
Yeah, we talked about it in the group chat.
Okay, yeah. And honestly, on the second watching, I liked this episode more than I did before.
Yeah, I think I watched it twice that day, because that's a thing that I don't do it as much anymore, but I tend to deal with these Marvel shows, watch it twice in case I miss something. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I do, the more I watch it, the more I like it. I think the thing I didn't like is that more than any of these others, it's such a shot for shot of the actual movie.
Yes.
And it's like, well, things didn't change that much, really. And it wasn't until the end mm-hmm. where they were having Red Skull summon who I assume is Shuma-Gorath, which I was going to look that up and forgot okay. to. he's a Doctor Strange villain who is very much rumored to be the villain for Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He's essentially a big squiddy tentacle thing with a big eye.
Okay.
And I'm just going to... screw it. I'm not going to look it up. Anyway, I think that's what those tentacles are. And the fact that they keep showing up
yes.
throughout the series is a fairly decent indication that that's true.
Yeah, I agree. Because it's like, as you mentioned, you didn't mention we see it again in the Doctor Strange episode, but you mentioned that he's a Doctor Strange villain. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, we do see that those same tentacles again. I mean,
yeah.
you know, I don't know if they're the exact same. I didn't look for any distinguishing marks.
Yeah, but well, I mean, they're
it's pretty clearly they're the same. Yes. Yeah, so that is one thing that was different. One thing that I thought you would actually enjoy, because I think you mentioned this on the last episode, but the Winter Soldier episode, is that Captain Carter uses her shield a lot more yeah. than Steve did.
Mm-hmm.
She'll throw it at anybody and anything.
Yeah. Well, so it's one of those character traits that they realized after the fact.
Okay.
Like, it's something I feel like the Russos looked at that and went, Joe Johnston didn't have him use the shield enough. Yeah. From now on, he's going to use the damn shield because that's his thing.
Yeah.
And now that's the Captain America thing. Like, you almost forget that he doesn't really use it that much in the first movie, because from then on, even in Avengers, he uses it a lot.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. But this one, I noticed it. Maybe it's because you pointed it out in the second watching, I noticed it more.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, she was throwing it at one guy, catching it, and the next guy catching it.
Yeah,
throwing it at two guys, catching it. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I was like, Justin must love this. He loves a good shield to the face.
I do. It is wonderful. And that's the end. The action's great. The story's good. It's an interesting way of going about the twist, because essentially, like, I guess we can talk about the what if. The what if for this is essentially that Peggy decided to stay down on the showroom, for lack of a better word, when Steve yeah. is about to get his injections and the vita rays.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, she sees the assassin before he makes his move. And in foiling that, Erskine still dies. The whole place catches on fire. Steve gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to volunteer at the last second to get the serum. Otherwise, they're going to lose it all.
Right. Yeah.
I like the idea because it's such a small butterfly effect kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, some of these other ones is a bit like, okay, no, this person won instead of lost or whatever. Fine. But this one, it's like, oh, it's such a minute detail that changes and has this kind of ripple effect, which was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I like that too. That little thing is all that it took for everything to change past that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was very cool. And I liked that we got to see hear the voices from before, like you mentioned with the
Tucci came back.
Yeah, and it was the same actor for Stark, right?
I don't remember his
name. Yes. He sounded the same, if not.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Dominic Cooper? Yeah.
Yes.
Is his name? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was very cool, though. And then, but we still did get to see Steve in the, what they call it? The something stomper? The
Hydra stomper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the Hydra stomper's cool. That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I wonder if, I mean, again, obviously it's what happened because it did. Like, would he have thought of the big robot the same way that his son thinks of the robot? I don't know. But it was a cool nod.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cool way to get Steve still in there.
It makes me wonder what the Iron Man of that universe is like.
Mm.
Or if he doesn't become Iron Man because he hates his dad so much that he's like, well, I'm not going to use that design. I'm going to do something even better.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my dad's design. I'm going to do something my way. Yeah.
I don't know. We may never know. Or we will, because it seems like that got teed up at the end for a sequel.
Yes, that's true.
I suppose we will know in a very big way. Episode 2, August 18th, was what if T'Challa became a Star-Lord? What would happen? Yeah. Great stuff happens, apparently.
Yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
What would happen if T'Challa and not Peter Quill were picked up by Yondu as a child and became Star-Lord?
Well, nothing bad, as you said.
Nothing. Like everything's great. Except for the end.
T'Challa just has this kind of way about him to be able to almost be a friend to everyone and kind of have them think of ways differently and in a better way, it seems like, especially with Thanos.
There were some things in the show, particularly when we get to the last couple episodes, where it was like they tied things up a little too neatly to be believable. I get it's a funny joke to be like, oh, Thanos got talked out of it and he's still talking about genocide. Like, it's a good idea, but it's not that good an idea. Like, it is funny. But it's also like, Woody, though, like, is that the way that would go?
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to say, like, well, yes, because that's how they wrote it. But also, it's like, would they, though? Is that all it took? One guy to be like, maybe don't do it?
Yeah.
And Thanos like, you know, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, you're so right. Oh, I could not do that. That's fair.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of a nice nod that it was like, it's T'Challa and he's, you know, everything that is good.
Mm-hmm. And I like...
He would have that kind of power.
Yeah, and it also opens the door for something different. Mm. Because if it's just T'Challa being Star-Lord, like, I definitely get the Ravagers not being such douchebags. That was a nice touch. Yeah. But if they didn't have him make such a drastic change, it would just be Guardians again. And then I'd have the same complaint I did about the first episode, that it's just the same movies with different characters having slightly different reactions to things. So yeah, I like that this teed up this power vacuum that the Collector filled, and he became like this emperor with all these cool trinkets, including Cap's shield, which was nice. I'd love to know where that came from.
Yeah, right?
But it was awesome seeing that. Like, his full decked out armored buff shit, and Howard the Duck comes back, which was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he makes a couple appearances in this.
Yeah. I like this one probably more than a lot of the other ones.
Yeah, I really enjoy this one too.
Yeah, mostly because of the Collector. Like, that made me go, okay, that's a cool change to add to this. And so it's like, you have to take the Thanos nonsense to get the good Collector stuff.
That's fair. I did enjoy the Thanos thing. I thought it was a little cheesy, but I did enjoy that he got his kind of happier ending, and that Nebula got a happier ending, kind of happier
she
story.
She got to keep her
hair. I kind of like that. Yeah. Everyone kind of got that happier storyline with T'Challa being Star-Lord.
Yeah, space isn't quite the rundown garbage pit that it seems to be in Guardians.
Yeah. Yeah, if you try not to think about it too much, it's fun. But if you do, then it's like, all right, well, none of this.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you take these episodes as they are, and it's just a fun ride. I mean, that's what the comics were. For those that don't know, this is based on a line of comics. DC did a thing called Elseworlds, where they would pose these different questions, and that's where we get like Gotham by Gaslight, and it's kind of what Injustice is, kind of. And for Marvel, they did What If. There's even a nod in the last episode. One of them is, what if Steve Rogers ran for president? And there's a clip of that in one of the universes that Watcher and Ultron, I'm just trying to think of what he's called, Infinity Ultron or something like that, go to.
Okay. Does he have that? Does he call himself that, or does someone call him
that? I think it's just what toys call him.
Okay, I gotcha.
Episode 3, August 25th, what if the world lost its mightiest heroes? And this is one of my favorites. Nick Fury struggles to launch the Avengers when candidates are targeted by a serial killer. Meanwhile, Loki presented himself to the Earth governments as King of Asgard using all his diplomacy. I like it because it's, I mean, people getting killed is, you know, the other thing that I talk about every week. So it does kind of go into that.
Brought the two together?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the ending, like, I didn't see it coming that it would be Hank. And the fact that he was in the yellow jacket suit was nice because in the books, Hank goes crazy because of the Pym particles and becomes the yellow jacket and is kind of evil for a while and then goes back. And so it was like, this is a nice way of nodding to that thing in the book and taking it to that other level and those clever ways that he found to kill people, like Hulk, where it was like, that's the way you kill Hulk. You get into him and then use one of your expanding discs on his heart and he just explodes. Like, that's in a character we thought could never die. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely fits. Yeah, I did not. Did you? Okay, so it sounds like you were also surprised by what it was doing. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Because I was too. I was like, okay, I have no idea. Like is this the small what if? Like, what if Clint slipped his fingers and he killed Thor? And what if Natasha? I don't know what the Natasha one might have been. Like, what if they got the formulation wrong or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the first. When Tony died, I was like, oh, maybe the formula's wrong, or he had a bad reaction to it.
Right.
And instead of it curing or abating the symptoms, it killed him instead.
Yeah. And even with the It's All About Hope, I was like, never thought Hope Van Dyne. Like, I just, I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. Even when they showed it was him, I was like, oh, is this going to be revenge for Janet? And he was, once he found out that S.H.I.E.L.D. was trying to recruit heroes like they did with him and Janet, he was like, enough's enough, and stopped it. But to hear that Hope got roped into it too and also died. And there's an interesting Easter egg. The place that that she was when she was killed is actually where Black Widow met up with the Winter Soldier and had her incident where she was shot.
Oh, the one that she talks about in The Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was something I read online. That's the same. So it sounds like instead of sending Black Widow to that, they sent Hope and she died.
Oh.
So we would assume the Winter Soldier killed her.
Yeah. Very interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But that was super cool. The ending was a bit cheesy with all the different Lokis, but it was also creepy at the same time.
Yeah, like, it was like, okay, yeah, this is what, it made me think, at least, like, this is exactly what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with a little more time, he would just do that, with no one kind of in the way to stop him. Yeah. That's what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it also, we didn't talk about the kind of cliffhanger endings so far. At the at the ending of Captain Carter, she comes through to the present day, like Loki did through the Tesseract portal thing.
Right.
With a bunch of tentacles, and had a similar ending to the first Avenger, but not quite.
Yeah, and it seems like maybe time just stopped while she was there, because the tentacles came out with her, and it, I would assume. Like, I don't think she was fighting for, 70 years?
No, I wouldn't think. And looking, I mean, I guess Steve looked more or less the same, but with the ice, that might have helped as well. Yeah. At the end of the T'Challa one, we see Ego come to the Dairy Queen where Peter Quill is working. To get him to become the battery, which actually thankfully gets touched upon after that.
Yeah.
And then at the end of this one, Loki takes over because there's no Avengers to stop him. He goes to the UN and says, I have the Asgardian army and we're in charge now. Which also gets touched upon later on.
Yeah. Very cool. Yep. Good call. We'll have to bring those up on the remaining episodes.
Yeah. Episode 4 from September 1st is possibly my favorite one. What if Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hands? After losing the love of his life in a car crash, Doctor Strange becomes consumed with finding a spell that can bring Christine back to life. I love this episode. I mean, I love Doctor Strange to begin with.
Right.
But it was such a touching episode.
Yeah.
Like, it went a lot deeper than I was starting to think these were going to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're all very...
I think I agree.
Yeah, I mean, they're all very surface level. They're fun. There's some depth to, like, the hope dying and all that. But to have it be Christine, and then he tries to use the time stone again and again and again to save her, and it doesn't work. And it kind of drives him crazy.
Yeah.
And then, essentially, he gets split in two by the Ancient One, where there's a version of him that didn't go back again, and one that does to try and, you know, go back and save her again and again and again.
Yeah.
Because essentially...
they don't show her doing that, so...
No. It's kind of part of the twist ending, is that his entire thing is like... Caecilius, he went back in time, or went to learn magic to save those that he lost, and he goes through all his training. It's more or less the Doctor Strange movie, and they even kind of say that. Like, he went through the first movie, defeated Dormammu, and then he's sitting there with the Time Stone going, this is how I can save her.
Yeah.
And then there's one night where he either decided not to or decided to, and the version where he decided to, he drove himself crazy trying to consume magical entities to have enough power to save her.
Yeah. Now, the place that he went to, what was that place? Do you know?
I want to say it was the Temple of the Vishanti or something like that. It was a temple in the middle of who knows where.
Yeah.
That is a temple for one of the big magical names of the Doctor Strange universe. I want to say Vishanti. That's the name that came to mind. It might have been Agamotto, but I don't remember.
No, I want to say... Because I want to say the guy that was there says that he's the keeper of the Agamotto books or something.
I don't remember. Because Agamotto is... one of the fathers of sorcery in the Marvel universe, and the Eye of Agamotto is the necklace that Strange wears. Vishanti, if I remember correctly, is the book that all those spells came from, and where the time spell is from, is the book of the Vishanti. And I could be wrong, and it could be neither of those, and it could be a different name. I don't know. But I do love this episode and the idea that the Ancient One was smart enough to, at that point in time, pluck Doctor Strange out so that there would be a version of him that was good to potentially stop himself, but then ultimately failed.
Yeah.
And the somber-ass ending that he just couldn't stop and was so consumed by it that the Watcher went, okay, enough's enough, plucked him out and put him in this... Well, I mean, he destroyed his universe, basically.
Yeah.
Which was nice. To have the Watcher be like, yeah, I could help you, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
One, because I can't, and two, because, you know, you made the bed, so just lay in it and shut up.
Yeah, the line, the like, oh, help you, like you helped Christine, like, dang, man.
It's like, burn.
Yeah. No, it was very good, because that could have been one of the decisions that the movie Doctor Strange could have done, was to try to go back and change things. You know, he didn't lose Christine, but he could have tried to go back and fix his hands or go back and do anything, really. But he never did. And yeah, to show that, like, it was very cool to see, like, no matter what you do, it's going to happen. They showed all the different ways and his heartbreak all those times. And
that was one of the most brutal parts, seeing that she was going to die. Yeah.
No matter what.
In so many ways, that was just rough.
And even at the end, he was like, you know, well... where he understands, like, okay, yes, I made a mistake, like, but don't take it out on everyone else, just take it out on me, like, that's brutal too, like no, man, like, these are the consequences of your actions, and that's the end. It was very good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed this one.
And it's also interesting to see that the Watcher was willing to let this universe die, but then later on, when every universe is at stake, which we'll get to in a second, then he's like, okay, this is a bit much. Like, I'll let one die, but to have them all die, that's much worse.
Yeah. I got nothing to do then.
Yeah. What, am I going to watch Netflix? Can't. There's no one to put stuff on Netflix.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
So what was the ending twist? I mean, I know we go back and...
The ending of this one...
was a cliffhanger, was there?
Not really. It was essentially just him wallowing in his own failure, being stuck in that prison thing.
Yeah, and like, and the watcher does go back and he's like, all right, hey, you want to help?
Yeah.
You lonely asshole.
Instead of saying, fuck off, you suck, he goes, okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no, there's not really a cliffhanger on this one.
So. No, I mean, well, I mean, his universe ends. There's no, like, yeah. Oh, here's a spark of hope that it might turn out better for him. It's just, no, you suck, and you're dumb. And this is, I think, I love a sad ending because it's more impactful, and I'm kind of a dark person, so it just kind of fits. But having that, because all of these have that, oh, maybe something cool could happen afterwards. But this is like, no, you're wrong. You failed. It's over. Deal with it. And you're stuck in a ball forever until you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's that's rough.
Yeah, that is. Brutal, man. Jeez. Yeah.
Episode 5. We're almost over halfway done here. What if zombies?
Yeah.
When the Avengers are infected by a zombie plague, surviving heroes search for a cure. So essentially, Hank screws up the universe twice.
Yes.
In saving Janet, he brings back a quantum plague that infects the Avengers and then the world. So that when Hulk comes back at the beginning of Infinity War, everyone's infected. And he has to find salvation.
Yeah. I thought this was very cool.
It was very cool.
I'm a fan of the zombies. You know, The Walking Dead was great when it first came out.
Less so now.
Still, still kind of watching it just to see how it ends. And my wife, and I think my wife is kind of like, you know, I started it, so we're going to finish it kind of mentality. Which
I jumped off the ship so long ago that I'm not going to get back on, but.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how they end it.
Yeah. But I am curious, because now the zombies, the Marvel zombies is a thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a book.
Now, how did they get infected? Is it just a normal, got infected and so on?
I think so. I've only read the first volume, and it's very good. I don't know how the sequels panned out, but I did read the first one, and it's great. Worth a read. But I don't remember. It wasn't this. I do know that.
I wouldn't imagine
But
that.
It was something. And it was a cool twist on it, and I loved it, that it followed all of the zombie movie tropes. But did it in the Marvel way, so it was fun. And the Dark Vision turn with the zombie Scarlet Witch was great.
Yes, that was awesome. Yeah. I didn't see that coming at all.
Mm-mm. Once they started...
When they saw...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, once they saw him, I was like, yes, like finally, okay, this is how they win.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Vision's help.
But yeah.
Nope.
That's how it gets much worse. But. Yeah, I guess, but he didn't even really help. If anything, he screwed them more.
Well, he did take out his own mind stone thing. Or,
yeah, you know what he could have done is wiped out all of the zombies in that field.
Yeah, and then took it out.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Like... didn't blow up the thing that she was in, then kill himself, and then, oh, wait, she didn't die. Big shock. And then have to lose Banner in the process.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been cool for the last one, to have Zombie
Did
Hulk.
We see... Yeah, but did we see Banner actually get defeated or bit?
I don't think he got bit because they couldn't. That was kind of the point.
Yeah, is they couldn't get through his skin. Survived enough people.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, we never see him actually die, but he does go up against Scarlet, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume he lost because she comes back.
That's fair.
But maybe he said screw it, and then he ran off to the mountains.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you don't see them die, they're not dead.
That's comic book law.
Yeah. So we could see him in season 2.
Yeah. As funny as it was, I didn't love Hit in a Jar.
I know. I didn't either. It was almost like, like forced. It felt really forced. Mm-hmm. All the jokes and all that. Yeah.
I mean, it was funny, and they had Paul Rudd, which helped. Like, if it wasn't Paul Rudd, I would have been like, okay, just don't have this in this at all. But they got him back, thankfully, so it was fun. I loved Zombie Cap. That was a great scene. Not that just because it was Cap, but just the whole mood of that scene was great.
And the line by Winter Soldier at the end by Bucky. Mm-hmm. I guess this is the end of the line, Cap. Like, there it is.
Yeah, well played, my boy. You did it.
Yeah, that was very cool.
And essentially, the ending of this one is kind of strange because it's like they say they're going to Wakanda to get a cure because that's the only place on Earth where that could happen, which makes sense.
Obviously.
But then they show zombie Thanos with some of the stones like he would have had at the beginning of Infinity War. Suggesting they'll find a cure, but then they'll have to deal with him, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I agree. That one was kind of like a, okay, wait, what?
And by the time of the finale, they didn't fix everything because a bunch of zombies show up. So,
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if they go back to that.
I guess he could have went to a different time and brought them in. Sure. I guess. And maybe that's how Banner survives?
Yeah.
Because he's gonna, obviously. I don't know. There were a couple little plot hole things in this one, but...
It was still fun. I mean, it's zombies, so you just kind of sit back and enjoy. It was
Marvel
and
zombies on a screen. Like, awesome.
And there's rumors of a live-action version, which I don't know if I like or not, but I'll watch it.
Yeah, I will too. We'll talk about it on the show. But
oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Episode 6, September 15th. What if Killmonger rescued Tony Stark? Did he, though? An American soldier called Killmonger rescues Tony Stark when his Humvee is attacked in Afghanistan. I liked that he decoded Obadiah's message and saved him.
Yeah.
And in true Killmonger fashion, he did it for his own selfish reasons.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were thrilled because they found a way to bring Killmonger back.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was thrilled because they did find a way. I was like, this is awesome. And then, like, oh, he's still an asshole? Great. Honestly, throughout this, he's still an asshole because we see that in the last episode as well. But still, I was like, I was excited because, you know, like you said, I like Killmonger.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he was like, oh, you're just an asshole quicker,
no matter
and
what.
In different ways, more powerful, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, he not only kills Tony, but then he ends up killing T'Challa as well. And then he leads the Wakandan army and is trying to take over the world. And essentially, it's almost like a what if Killmonger won.
Yeah.
Like, if it seems very easy that Killmonger could have gotten his way in that movie if he had just saved Tony and gotten his resources to get the job done.
Yeah. You're right. It is. It's essentially the same Black Panther movie, but what if he did it in a different way?
Yeah. Which is cool.
Because because there were still some similarities with Claw, him bringing Claw as an offering and all that stuff. I was surprised that they didn't throw in the hey auntie line. They'd throw in the hey cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was still good.
I liked it.
I was really excited that he was going to be the good guy in this, but I mean, it's not really Killmonger, so.
No.
It's fair.
It was sad that I wish they'd gotten Jeff Bridges to just do the lines. Like, he's in it for 2 seconds. It would have been nice to just get him to record some stuff from his house and send it in. That would have been nice.
Yeah. Just give him a call. Ask him very specific questions.
Yeah. We're recording this, by the way, so just don't think about it. And we'll pay
it's one
you.
Of those,
it's fine.
One of those at the end. Oh, by the way, we're recording. Thanks, bye. Check's in the mail.
It'll have a big mouse ears on it. It's fine. Next episode from September 22nd.
What was the cliffhanger at the end of this one?
I think it's Shuri showing up to Pepper.
Oh, yes. That's
which we do see come back in the last episode where they're about to like arrest him or go up against him and then the Watcher plucks him away.
That's right. Good call.
Thank you.
All right.
September 22nd, episode 7. What if Thor were an only child? What would happen then? He'd just be a douchebag all the time. This is the episode I didn't care for as much. Like, it's fun, but until the ending when all the Ultrons show up, I was like, this is just... I get having fun episodes, I understand, but it makes it... It's like having funny horror movies. Like, I get it. I just don't like it.
Right, that's fair. I'm in the same boat. Like, it wasn't that great, but on the second watch, like, the fight scenes between Thor and Captain Marvel were pretty great. Pretty close to my favorite ones of the series.
Yeah.
Was just two super powerful beings just going back and forth. It was pretty awesome to see.
That is the fun part. The synopsis on Epic Guides is Thor, who never learned to be a good hero, throws an out-of-control intergalactic party on Earth. He learns a neat trick the Skrulls can do, then meets Jane Foster for the first time. I like that they're still in love in this version, and it's the thing that can get his ass in gear to do the right thing. But she comes off as kind of dumb in this.
Yeah, I think Thor was a little too dumb in this, where it's like, she would not be interested in this guy. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I get
in the movie... Sorry, real quick. In the movie, like, he was kind of dumb and not used to the Earth kind of habits and stuff. But in the end, like, he's actually a pretty nice guy and is a little more intelligent than you think. And he puts off, at least.
Yeah.
But in this, it was just like, he's just dumb all the time.
Yeah, and it was one of those... It was... Jane wouldn't have fallen for that version of Thor.
Like, right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's hot and I get it. And I'm sure they might have had a fun night in Vegas, I suppose. And she might have gotten swept up in the crap ton of aliens in Vegas. Though they kind of made it seem like this wasn't the first time this had happened.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was like, this is not Jane Foster. This is not like, I could see maybe Darcy falling for it. Especially that... Yeah. You know, younger version of Darcy, not the one we saw in WandaVision, but, you know, the younger version. But it just felt strange that she would get that swept up, that she'd be like, yeah, science sucks, and yeah, the universe is going to die, but who cares, because he's so pretty to look at. Like, that's not a thing Jane would do.
No, yeah, I completely agree. But the fighting was really what saved this, I think. Because other than that, there were some funny moments with the whole, oh, hey, Loki's showing up, and they kind of argue, but they're just kidding around. Okay.
Yeah, and seeing him as a big frost giant was funny. Seeing Grandmaster partying in Vegas, of course, is funny. And Howard and Darcy having a relationship was cute, too.
Yeah. So I'm not remembering with what, like, the big deal was. Like, yeah, he's having a party everywhere, but, like, why does S.H.I.E.L.D. care so much about the party?
That's the other thing. Like, they just kind of get paranoid at the idea of all of these aliens being on Earth, and this could get out of control, and at any point, any of these aliens could turn on Earth.
Yeah, right.
That's and they don't know what their intentions are, so they decide to attack first and ask questions later. And it's like, okay, fine, but also their first call is to Captain Marvel. Yeah. Which I guess also makes sense, because she's the only one they know who's dealt with aliens, but it's like, okay, so, okay.
Yeah, because Fury got, I don't know, hit very hard and possibly dead. I don't know, he was yelling when he got hit, so.
Yeah, he's fine.
And so at that point, like, Fury wasn't there to, say, put a team together? I don't know, and this was early on. I don't know, man. It was a loop, a kind of crazy one, but.
Yeah.
I just remember the fight being really cool. Like, I ended up backing it up again to watch the fight all over again. It was cool.
Yeah, and it was nice to see Captain Marvel be like, this is how powerful she is. And it does show how kind of weak they've made Thor in the movies. But it was still fun to see him get his ass kicked.
It was.
Episode 8, one of my favorites, of course. What if... Ultron 1?
What?
Natasha Romanoff and Clint Barton seek to destroy killer robot Ultron following a cataclysmic event. It's awesome. I mean, essentially, the what if is when he creates a vision, they don't stop him, and he's able to use this body to wipe out everything. And then when he sees just how powerful he can be, he destroys the planet. Thanos eventually shows up, kills him in 2 seconds, which I didn't care for, and then he has all the stones. And I keep seeing the thing on Facebook, the picture of, like, how does Thanos have the Soul Stone, but then they later show Gamora still alive. So, I mean, it's obviously there are other things he could have done to get the Soul Stone. He didn't need to kill Gamora each time.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't necessarily killing Gamora. It was giving up the thing that you love. So in this universe, it could have been Nebula.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been any number of things. It didn't necessarily need to be her. So it's like, okay, fine. But I didn't... I wish there had been a bit of a scuffle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. It could have ended that way still, but at least some sort of a fight would have been nice to see, not just a done. Yeah. Like, oh, okay. I mean, it was almost slightly funny.
Yeah, it was. And that's the thing I didn't like about it. But it, the argument I heard for it was if Thanos had had a second to get his bearings and attack, he would have won. And Ultron, being a robot, quickly went, this is no good. Now I have all the stones and I can keep winning.
That's fair. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. Like,
that's a good argument, because you're right. He would have been able to calculate that very quickly and been able to figure out, hey, those are a bunch of stones. Specifically on a glove, you have one missing. You probably want this one. Let's just finish this quick. Let's see if this works. Oh, yeah, I can cut you in half. Perfect.
Yeah. And it was awesome. I mean, it really, it was that kind of epitome of this is what would happen if Ultron won, and that sort of desolate wasteland, and the idea of bringing Arnim Zola back. This would have been after Winter Soldier, because Age of Ultron happens later.
Yes.
So she knew about Arnim and the computer and all that shit. It was a nice touch, and to get Toby Jones back and to have that sort of cyber war, kind of like the beginning of Age of Ultron, between him and Jarvis, but cooler, was awesome.
Yeah. I agree. This one is the one where it was, very obvious at the end, especially. Like, okay, this is a two-parter.
Well, and that's... Yeah. Because at the end of Party Thor, which we didn't talk about, we see the Ultron robots show up.
Yeah.
They come through a portal hole or whatever, and they show up. I assume it was a different universe, and this is happening after he realized he could travel throughout the multiverse.
I agree. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
It wasn't the same universe that Party Thor was from, was the one where this Ultron came from. It was...
No.
Yeah. I mean, that works too, I guess, which could be part of why he won, but...
Yeah, because, the timing is off, actually.
Yeah.
Because in Party Thor, that's when he first arrived on Earth. And then the Ultron showing up would have been after Age of Ultron.
Which would have been years after he first. Thor the Dark World and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a lot of that stuff might not have happened because Avengers wouldn't have happened if Party Thor was a thing.
That's true.
So
I think maybe don't try to look into it too much.
No, it's just cool killer robots and it's fine. I love all of it. I mean, the fact that it's Hawkeye and Black Widow at the end trying to find, the way to save humanity and all this shit. And when we get into the next one and her ultimate fate after Hawkeye dies too, like, it's very cool.
It was kind of his turn to do it, to sacrifice. Yeah.
And it was cool to see Ultron continue to get, more and more awareness and more powerful, and that sort of fight between him and the Watcher is amazing.
Yeah, that was so cool.
And I didn't know, I thought it as I watched the show, but I didn't really sink in. As you watch the show, the Watcher becomes more and more of a presence in the realities. Like, at first, you just kind of see an outline of him, and then you can see more of him, and then he's, like, he's, by the end, he's, like, there.
Oh,
and you can definitely see, like, a full version of the Watcher looking over these universes. So it's like he's getting more and more involved.
Yeah. Because, and actually, in the Doctor Strange one, Doctor Strange, like, almost senses him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he doesn't say anything, and then at the end, when everything is going to shit, he's like, help me. And he says, fuck off.
Yeah, I like how he's kind of almost like narrating it too. Like, yeah, Ultron finally has all the stones. And he just sits here in his silence until he notices another presence. He's like, oh shit, wait a minute. That's me. Like, I'm the other presence.
That was awesome. I loved that.
Yeah. That was cool.
He's just going along the stay and he's like, oh wait.
Yeah. Hold on a second here. That's me. I'm screwed.
Well, then that he goes into what seems to be the mirror dimension.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that because it's got that effect to it.
Mm-hmm. And then Ultron follows him in there, which is great. I assume using the stones to do it.
Yeah, he eventually breaks through and I found you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, this and the last one obviously are the best episodes of the season, just because they're so dark and cool and action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to October 6th with What If the Watcher Broke His Oath. In order to defeat Ultron, the Watcher breaks his oath and assembles a team of heroes from across the timelines. And it's amazing.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome.
I mean, it's just an awesome fight. Is really what the whole episode is, but that's really all you need.
Mm-hmm. Now, one kind of overall thing that I noticed was that Tony was dying or left out of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like something to that?
I don't know. I know it's a joke online. And people, like he dies in three of the episodes and then gets left behind in this one.
Yeah.
It is fun. Yeah,
I just thought it was so strange. Like, he even shows up and he's like, no, not you. What?
I'll take her. Yeah. You're cool looking, but she's better. And that's the episode that they didn't finish in time to have it be in season one. It has to be. Whatever is behind Gamora having Thanos' armor and having the Infinity Stone Crusher and... Tony was in a Hulkbuster-esque armor, but on Sakaar, because it has all that war paint shit from Sakaar.
Yeah.
That supposedly is the episode that we didn't get this season.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're excited to see that then.
Yeah, it is supposed to be in season two, so we will see it eventually. And I think it works. I think, if anything, it just kind of adds a mystery of like, oh, I wonder what that is. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get it explained next year. But... we'll see.
Until next year.
Yeah. But I mean,
do we know when that's super well happening yet?
No. Yeah. I would assume around this time.
That's fair.
They have to animate it. You know, I'm sure they finished that 10th episode by now, but they have to do everything else too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it sounds like there are going to be a lot of Phase 4 movies in that one too, which makes sense because they can get more of the characters back.
Yeah.
But I loved Black Widow having Red Guardian's shield. That was super cool. And Peggy leading the team as Captain Carter and Doctor Strange being a badass. There's rumors that Dark Doctor Strange will be in Multiverse of Madness, which I really hope happens.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
There's also rumors that Captain Carter will be in that too, which would be cool.
Okay. It would work because it's all these multiverses. And in one of the universes, she is... Captain Carter, in one of the universes, there is the Dark Doctor Strange. So, that would be awesome.
Well, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about the multiverse is that all of these things exist. They don't necessarily matter to our heroes, but they could.
Yeah.
And with Multiverse of Madness, it sounds like we're going to see all sorts of wacky shit, even if it's just a quick cameo. Someone waving at the camera like, hey, this is me, it's this. Like,
just holding a sign. Yeah. It's me from that one thing.
Remember? Wink. So we'll see. I can't wait. There's rumors that we'll get a trailer for that in December, which I can't wait for if true.
Okay. Yeah, and I like the name that they got, the Guardians of the Multiverse, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, it kind of sucks because that was on some merchandise and images of that leaked.
Oh, really?
Between that and the trailer, it's like they've got to come together for something.
Yeah.
We didn't know what it was, but...
I've been trying to avoid any extra trailers or anything like that.
Yeah, I do too. Like with Hawkeye, I have virtually no idea what that's overall going to be.
I watched the first one and that's it. Like, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I got the first one to get an idea and get a little excited. But after that, I'll see it in the show when I watch the show.
Yeah. Like, I know it's week to week, but I can just wait. It's fine.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think unless you have something else, that pretty much covers it.
No, I mean, I enjoyed all of this, and I liked the way they kind of wrapped it all up in the end.
It'll be interesting to see what they do going forward. Because, like, they can't have someone else get all the stones in the end of next season, and then they do something crazy. Like, they got to do something for next time. So it'll be interesting to see what that is.
That's true, yeah. And they can't give away... I don't think we'll know the big bad, the big bad, at least, until... after this season, the next season's over, so I can't really dip into that either.
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. Yeah, it's hard to say when it'll come out and what's going to happen between now and then. I know Shumagorath, like I said, is probably in Multiverse of Madness as the big bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they'll, I would imagine, nod to that. I can't imagine it'll still be a thing, but it could be, I guess.
Yeah.
They could do it again. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
It will be.
And to see what they bring back from this season, if anything. And what I really want to see is Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher in a live-action movie.
Oh, with the big old head?
And that's... like, they could completely computer-generate him. They have... the Watchers have showed up in the MCU.
With
Stan.
Stan Lee?
In Volume 2.
Okay.
When they're when Rocket and Yondu are zipping through the different jump points, that's who Stan is talking to in his orange spacesuit, is one of the Watchers, or three of the Watchers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could totally, like, they've already teed it up, and they would just have him look like that again with Jeffrey Wright's voice coming out. Like,
that'd be cool.
Yeah. I can't imagine them not. Like, they're doing so much multiverse stuff, I can't imagine they don't. Because that's a big role. Uatu is an important character in the Marvel Universe, and to have him just in animation almost doesn't make sense with them doing the multiverse stuff that they're doing.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
Well, awesome. Yeah, I think this was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it a lot. I can't wait to see what they do next.
Yeah. I would love to know what you guys thought of the whole season or specific episodes or anything.
And so what are some changes that you would do in different MCU movies?
Yeah, definitely. So if you can reach out to us, the website is wearemarvelpod.com. That's got links to everything. On social media, we are Marvel Pod on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy a shirt from TeePublic. Again, the link is on our website or in the show notes.
Show notes.
There too. I'll put them there. If you want to email us, wearemarvelpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
If you have any ideas or anything for like an episode like this, this one was obvious. It's a series, so we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you have one, like our last episode was the Cap's to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of a random thing. But if you have any Marvel Cinematic Universe specific ideas, let us know.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
We've got plans, but we can change them and include yours or
include the only thing set in stone are the movies and the order we do them in. Other than that, we're pretty fluid. So, and we're desperate for ideas because we're kind of dumb. So
that's a fact. Yeah. Well, until next time, I've been Jeremy.
Hold your phone there.
Oh,
soccer roll. What's our next thing gonna be?
I believe our next thing is Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie,
right? I believe that, too.
Because we're taking we will have a week off, unfortunately. I will be going on a vacation, so we're not going to be recording.
Loser. Must be nice. You know what I'm going to be doing? Working. Well, podcasting with someone cool like Brandon, Who cares, you know? Who'd do that?
He doesn't care about you.
No, I know. The show, though.
Oh, the show he cares about. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Obviously. Yes, so our next episode will be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
This was one of the ones when it first came out. It was like, even Justin was like, huh?
They're doing so, who?
Yeah. So this will be fun. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't listened to one of those before, it's kind of going to be kind of the pre-production kind of stuff. We'll talk mm-hmm. about the movie, some fun facts and Easter eggs at the end. I'll probably just combine them into one list to mix them in because I get them wrong anyways.
Yeah,
I do it anyways. So I'll just put fun facts / Easter eggs now.
Easter facts.
Yeah. Easter facts.
Fact eggs. Yeah,
but those are a lot of fun. So definitely check that out
mm-hmm.
as our next episode.
Yeah, in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Now,
so now
we can leave.
Now until next time. I have still been Jeremy.
And I am now Justin.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.